Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome inside the final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
What a night!
And we are capping it off with the United States having difficulty against Japan in the Olympics. The United States women trail Japan 33-32 midway through the second quarter. This the capper of a night that basketball and baseball fought like Captain America and Iron Man and Bucky. In Civil War over who had the bigger headlines. Hey, the Lakers are getting Russell Westbrook. Oh, yeah, the Dodgers are getting Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. Oh, okay, let's have that wrestling fight.
Well, appropriate that you bring up the MCU as a fight because, well, you got the Scarlett Johansson and Disney lawsuit thing happening.
Yeah.
Too long to get into, but figured it was the, you know, we've got an LA crowd out there aware of it going, oh, yeah, Ooh. That's a big deal. So more on a podcast to be named later.
Yeah, well, listen, and she's suing because she says Disney cost her money because she was making money off of the box office, and because Disney released Black Widow both at the box office and on home video on Disney Plus, she's not getting that money.
Screwed her back end side of things,
Yeah, and of course, Disney came out with, hey, she's getting a lot of money in addition to the $20 million she's already received. So it's like, hey, want to make sure you know that she's getting paid. It's not like she did the movie for free.
So she got her cash. Remember, Robert Downey Jr. made like $150 million off the final two Avengers movies. So everybody trying to get a little piece of the pie on the back end. But the other part of the lawsuit is that executives at Disney got paid because subscriptions to Disney Plus went up so folks could watch it, plus the subscription amount for the access. It's delicious theater is all it is. And it means they tried to come to a settlement and she told them to beat it. So this will be fun.
It's delicious theater, but not for my daughter, because when I told her that story, because, you know, anytime something Marvel comes up, we talk about it. It's exciting in our house. And I said, hey, so Scarlett Johansson suing Disney. Why? And I mentioned it, and Zoe just looked at me and goes, oh, I go, why? She goes, I thought it'd be something more interesting than that. I'm like, wow, we've seen a lot already at 12 years old. I thought it'd be more interesting.
See, okay. I've taught my daughters all about the back end points and merch deals or whatever. So when I brought it up, they both just looked at me and went, wow. That's going to be fun. I'm like, yeah, I love you guys. I'm glad you don't find this boring.
Hey, you know who loves us? I didn't know this. The FIBA 3-on-3 Tokyo Olympics tournament. And here's why they love us. Earlier in the show tonight, I talked about how, listen, look, the Lakers are going to the NBA Finals. It's July 29th. Getting Russell. People are underestimating and over. I'm not underestimating. People are looking at Russell Westbrook and finding ways why this is not going to work with the Lakers and LeBron and Anthony Davis. And it's because he's polarizing as a player, and he has been. I can't believe that. This is going to work, right? This is going to work. Put them in the finals, Lakers and Nets, right? So I put out on a tweet saying, hey, maybe Lakers and Nets could play Olympics 3-on-3 next year in the finals. And I got a like and a retweet from the official FIBA 3-on-3 Twitter handle.
Now we're talking.
They're digging the show, man. They're digging it.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
As we're actually seeing, while the women are playing, the United States men's team all in attendance cheering them on.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Look, the women, again, having a little bit of trouble with Japan, but it is early, and there is about 4.5 minutes to go before halftime. Now, meanwhile, about this Russell Westbrook trade, okay, if you want to look, even if you look at a way to not like this trade, say, oh, what are they doing with Russell Westbrook, all this stuff, just realize for a second, you are bringing in a dynamic player who's going to lead the league in assists and is going to have a triple-double almost every night. Okay, so just understand you're bringing that. But if you still don't like him, I get it. But sometimes a trade is about what you gave up for it as well. And the Lakers clearly needed another big-time dynamic player who can be someone that can carry the team if something happens to LeBron, if something happens to Anthony Davis, right? You need a big guy. This is why the Lakers said Russell Westbrook over Buddy Hield, right? They could still maybe make the Buddy Hield thing work, but it's going to be a little difficult. But Buddy Hield, is he somebody that will carry the team? No, Buddy Hield's a nice player, and he is a really good complimentary player. The Lakers needed an alpha. They needed somebody else to come in to say, if it's not working right, if LeBron gets really old overnight, we need a way to make this happen and make it happen fast. So we need a big time dynamic superstar. So this is why it's Russell Westbrook. And the flip side of it is they didn't give up anything. They gave up nothing. They gave up nobody they wanted on the team next season. So how is that a bad trade? Montrezl Harrell couldn't get into the playoff rotation against the Suns. He opted into his contract just so he could be traded. So he was going to be gone anyway. The Lakers offered Kyle Kuzma to every single team in the league. It's like me when I take a bite out of a dessert I don't like. I look at everybody. I say, "Go, do you want to finish it? You want to finish it? You want to finish? You want to finish? That Kyle, that's the dessert. Like if I bite into a vanilla coconut thing because I have no choice, I'll take the tiniest bite and go, do you want this? Do you want this? Anybody want this? Do you want this? Do you want this?
I really thought you were going to say, when I bite into a Kyle Kuzma, I'm like, what the hell?
Does anybody want this? I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to finish it. Do you want it? That's the same. That's what went on with the Lakers with Kyle Kuzma. They offered him to every single bleeping team in the league. And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who did have some nice moments last year, but it's KCP. And if you're a clutch guy and the Lakers trade you, well, how much do they really like you in clutch sports?
I mean, but you're always family, because he was the guy that brought it all together.
Yeah, and look, maybe Adele just wasn't a big fan of KCP and said, look, he's got to go. Maybe Adele is calling the shot. Maybe it's Adele and Kurt Rambis's wife are calling the shots of the Lakers now.
Do you know you're getting traded if you pick up the phone and she sings hello to you?
Oh, but you're trading me. Yeah, but you got Adele to sing hello to you as a farewell. Isn't that cool? I think that would work. Or she just sings goodbye.
Well, it's like the kiss of death, right?
And in the middle of the song, when she's finding words that rhyme with hello, they just start naming the people been traded. It's like a Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell.
To hear those options again, press 1.
KCP. So they gave up nothing. They gave up nothing off anybody they wanted on the team next year. So it's basically you are getting Russell Westbrook for nothing. You're getting him for free. And even if you don't like him, okay, well, clearly the upside of him is a pretty big upside. But it's not like they went and you lost 4 first-round picks. You traded away Talen Horton Tucker or somebody else or a big asset you could potentially move someplace else. You didn't do that. So that's part of the deal, too. All right, when you look at what the Dodgers did getting Trey Turner and Max Scherzer, the Dodgers gave up more. They had the top 2 prospects in their organization. Now, I love the deal, and the Dodgers are going to the World Series, but at least they gave up something. The Lakers gave up nothing. Nothing to get to make this trade for Russell Westbrook, and who is not slowing down at all at the age of 33. It's not Chris Paul, who's 36 and got old in the finals again, because this is what happens. So I don't get the best bashing of the trade from that perspective, because when you give up nothing and get somebody that can really be and fit in exactly what you need, that's a double win. You know, it's if they gave up other players or, oh boy, you gave up on a guy too early, that I get. They didn't do it.
Yeah, I would think the only way you make that argument is if you're trying to just say, okay, they've given up all discernible assets in terms of bringing other players on. That's the only part of it that I can see to a point, because they don't have a lot of players under contract. That's fine. They'll go bargain basement hunting, and they'll find guys that are eager to go win a ring. Find a couple of undrafted players. I just saw a list, you know, out of the top 100 prospects, a bunch of folks that were projected 40s and 50s, so second-round guys, but who didn't go back? Because remember, you had almost 100 guys decide they bailed on the draft. So you had a lot of talent decide, NILs for me, instead of, no guarantees. See, it all comes back to my rhyming mechanisms that I bring into the show each night. But to that point, you've got Talen Horton Tucker. Still remains to be seen what's done with him, whether he stays or is a guy that they sign and ship out. Dennis Schroeder still in that boat. But it's you got a three-man behemoth, and you brought in a guy who can score again. The load on LeBron James, even if it is regular season, those minutes add up, right? That he can now take a 5-minute rest in the second quarter, as opposed to, all right, I've been out 30 seconds, this is going to hell, I'm going back in, you know, which you saw on a number of occasions. So I think there's an opportunity, and then you get into your whole load management discussion on a larger scale, which you can have another time. The other is the discussion of Russell Westbrook, teammate, and why is he bouncing around and whatever else. You know, there might just be part of it that coming into a locker room that has its established leader in LeBron James, i.e. this deal doesn't get done unless he gives his nod to Jeannie Buss in the front office, right? I mean, let's call it what it is, that maybe that different structure changes a little bit of how he operates. Maybe it doesn't, and maybe it's an absolute disaster where it's just fun for us in the media to kind of watch the dynamics play out, right? The good, the bad, the ugly. That's what we cover every night here on Fox Sports Radio. But, you know, on the surface, how do you go wrong bringing in a guy who every year we're having the debate of, all right, how important are triple doubles? Is he a stat padder, or how much of an impact player is he? But he's in the discussion. and you bring him in with two other guys that are always argued as top five. So, yeah, that's a beautiful situation to be in, and you're going for it at LeBron James, whatever it is, another 2 years, another 4 years, whatever he's got left in the tank, that you're giving him all the assets you can to go try win. That, and I just love watching Russell Westbrook get mad at people and run them over when it does get to that. I mean, look, he's a brutally honest guy, and for 48 minutes a night, he wants to kill his opponent, right? We've talked about it forever. You like that Kobe Bryant mentality, right? The Mamba mentality, I'm going to go and dominate you. That's Russell Westbrook in a nutshell, and you bring him home.
Yeah, and for the flip side of, okay, he doesn't hit threes, right? Because that's all I've seen.
Well, that's the other thing. Part.
He doesn't hit threes. But the Lakers won the title in October of last year, and they weren't a great three-point shooting team. They didn't have a lot of guys shoot threes. They won the NBA title. So it's not like you absolutely have to have it. You need to be able to shoot threes if you don't have dynamic offensive players. Hey, the Lakers got three of them. Yes, I get the lane is going to wind up being clogged, and Russell Westbrook's going to go to the lane. There's going to be 15 people in it. He's going to try to throw the ball at the backboard. But the Lakers won without hitting a lot of threes. So you can do it when you have dynamic and really great scorers like LeBron and Anthony Davis. I feel like people who see this trade and hate it go, just think he's going to just hold the basketball for all 24 seconds every time down the floor, and then he's going to take a shot that goes off the back of the rim, and he's going to grab the rebound himself, elbow somebody out of the way, then shoot it out of bounds, and then it's going to be a turnover. Like, that's not going to happen, but I feel like that's what people think it's going to happen and how it's going to go.
Well, the potential is there, and you know how I just brought up the fact that, you know, there's a bunch of guys that didn't get drafted. Lakers have already signed two. So one from Gonzaga, one from Oklahoma.
That's
already begun.
We're gonna do it.
How do we fill the back end of the roster? How do we find some talent? Go to work.
We sign guys that we don't have to pay at all. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. So just realize how great a trade this is for the Lakers for many different reasons. Well, joining us next is a big-time NBA insider who is absolutely on the opposite side, not liking the Westbrook trade for the Lakers. Ooh, you got to hear it. That's next right here. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. in just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
I like the Westbrook trade. Mike Harmon likes the Westbrook trade. Rick Bucher, I don't believe, likes the Russell Westbrook trade. Getting set to join us now on the hotline, longtime friend of the show, NBA insider extraordinaire, Fox Sports 1. You can see him everywhere. Rick, I want to pencil the Lakers in for the finals right now. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure. Didn't you pencil it in this year already?
Exactly. That's why we pencil it in.
I mean, you know, if you pencil it in enough times, eventually you'll be able to use pen and it'll happen. But what is that I smell? Oh, that's the scent of desperation. Yeah, that's what that is.
It is a stinky cologne. That is true.
Yeah. No, I just... looking at it, it's star names. The press conference looks good. You know, putting together the memes on social media, it looks good. Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, LeBron James. But how well is it going to work on the court as far as what they needed to solve? Yes, they needed another playmaker. And yes, Russell Westbrook is certainly going to bring energy. But I don't know how this works. And haven't we seen this haven't we seen various iterations of Russ Westbrook with ball-dominant co-stars, whether it's Paul George in Oklahoma City or James Harden in Houston? LeBron James is the same thing in a different way, other than neither one of them is as prolific or as efficient a scorer as either Harden or Paul George can be, and certainly not Bradley Beal in Washington. So it looks good, but I really don't see how it gets the Lakers any closer to a championship. Never mind the fact that they were the oldest team in the league last year. And in moving Kyle Kuzma in particular, you got older. Russ Westbrook is soon to be 33. So I look, I don't know that there were any great solutions when it came to hopes that the Lakers could recapture their championship caliber, because it comes down to this: the health of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And if you don't have those, then it doesn't matter who the third star is. It doesn't matter what else that you have. You're not playing for a championship. And with LeBron at his age and with Anthony Davis at his history, you're really just reshuffling the deck and saying, let's see if something else will work. But just from a basketball standpoint, as I said, it looks good on the marquee. I don't even know that it looks good on paper, and I would not expect that it's going to look all that great on the court.
Well, still Rick need Bucher. To go find shooters, that's for sure. Right?
Rick, yep, let me write this down. Rick Bucher loves this trade. A plus plus plus. Got it. Got it.
Well, but it serves all the different purposes, right? Another star comes to L.A. We get a – I don't know, perhaps it forces the reevaluation of where LeBron is in terms of maybe moving and working off the ball more if he's ready for that phase of his career. But for us in our jobs, Rick, come on, this is gold. I mean, this is the gift of all gifts for the poison pens out there and for those who just like chaos.
You didn't ask me that question. I assume when you asked
that's why
me
I'm asking
about
that
it, did I think it was good for the Lakers? Is it good for us? Yeah, absolutely. This is drama 101 for sure. And keep in mind, look, they still have Dennis Schroeder. I would imagine that they will do a sign and trade, so they can add some additional pieces. But let's face it, like last summer, they added pieces. Dennis Schroeder, Wes Matthews, Marc Gasol, and who am I thinking? Montrezl Harrell.
Then we add Harrell. They traded.
They're moving those along. Dennis Schroeder's not coming back. Montrezl Harrell's not coming back. They'd move Marc Gasol and Wes Matthews if they could. So I would expect that they will try to get something from Dennis Schroeder, but it comes back to the same thing, is to your point, like, okay, is LeBron going to work off the ball? Well, okay, is Russ Westbrook the kind of playmaker that is going to convince LeBron James to work off the ball? Anthony Davis was supposed to be the featured player until they realized he's not that much of a playmaker. He's just a scorer. Teams are not going to double him. They're going to see if Anthony Davis can beat them one-on-one and dominate them that way. And essentially, Anthony Davis wasn't able to do that while staying healthy. So they have to go back to being more LeBron dominant. I would expect the same thing. If they're going to be efficient, then they still have to play through LeBron. And then it comes back to, can Russ Westbrook be effective off the ball? And that has been the hitch in Westbrook's evolution. Because I've long been an admirer of how hard he plays. I don't think he's a selfish player. I think what has made it difficult for him is he's never been able to figure out how to aggressively look for his and also meld it with getting for others. It's an either-or option for him. I'm either going to stand off to the side and let the other star operate, or I'm going to take it and I'm going to go. And it's one or the other. And the really good ones are able to blend those two things. And that's what has, I believe, prevented Russ Westbrook from getting to that next level, that his talent, his effort, his energy, his athleticism, all of that. He's got all of that to be that kind of player. But he hasn't been able to synthesize getting his with getting it for others. And that's what the really good playmakers point guards in the league are able to do.
Rick Bucher, our guest here at the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, you and I are on opposite sides of this because I like the trade for the Lakers. I like it a lot. And one of the reasons I like it is because...
Okay, yeah, I need to hear this. Like, you
one
can't...
Of the reasons,
I need to hear this. This is...
But
Go.
You're on.
Sell.
This is radio where we speak and I say things, so I'm going to tell you why I like it.
I know. I'm just letting you know how excited I am to hear somebody give me a reason, because I can't imagine one.
It, look, however you feel about Russell Westbrook, the Lakers gave up nothing today in this trade. They gave up nothing from players that they wanted to be a part of their team next year. It's not like they gave – it's not like Steve Nash, we gave up four first-round picks. We gave the, they gave up three guys who they can shrug their shoulders and say, we wanted to move on from them, right? Harrell couldn't even crack the rotation in the playoffs. They offered Kyle Kuzma everywhere else in the league. KCP is KCP. So getting Russell Westbrook, however you feel he's going to be on the court, they gave up nothing. Nothing from what they were going to go into next year. So it's not like, boy, they took a chance and they gave up a couple of really good young players that maybe they might be good or maybe – they gave up nothing. And that's one of the reasons why I really like this, because, okay, is it a risk? You can call it a risk, but it's not like they gave up guys to say, boy, what are you doing giving all that up? You basically got Russell Westbrook for free.
So this is like if somebody gives me a car that keeps breaking down and I have to keep taking it into the shop, but I can say I got it for free, then it's a bargain. Then I'm ahead of the game. Is that – because you're not saying that Russ Westbrook is the answer to their problems. You're basically just saying, hey, I got a bargain deal. I got it for free. And I would say that the one thing that they do lose is the ability to make another deal, like to get something that fits better. Honestly, for me, a Buddy Hield makes more sense than a Russ Westbrook, because he's capable of shooting from range. He's capable of spacing the floor. And he can get his a little bit. You know, I'm not putting him in the camp of Russ Westbrook as far as overall talent is concerned, but how he fits with Anthony Davis and LeBron James and his age, I feel as if Buddy Hield could have potentially been a better fit. So that is what you're losing, is that you're losing the ability to do something else. And because of the contract that's coming your way from Russ Westbrook, I would say that it also limits what you're going to spend elsewhere in terms of what you're taking on. Now you have to be a little more judicious in whatever deal you make with Dennis Schroeder, I would think. That's what you lose. But you really didn't give me a whole lot. You basically just said, hey, I got it from the bargain bin, and that's why it's a good deal.
Oh,
and
no,
I would
hope that was just the first part of what I gave you.
Okay.
But wait, there's more. My tribute to Ron Popeil.
Oh, okay. Harmon, too soon.
No, hey, I'm celebrating his memory.
No, I get it. I get it. Look, Russell, sometimes, and this is part of the wading into this, is that sometimes a little bit of on-court crazy and a little bit of different energy is what a team like the Lakers need, right? I kind of look at it a little bit of when the Bulls brought Dennis Rodman in the mid-90s. It's, oh, my God, you're bringing him. How is he going to fit? This guy's crazy. And what happened? Hey, they go on. They win 72 games. They win more titles. Westbrook is a more talented Dennis Rodman. He's going to be someone who's going to come in, and they're going to want him to be ball dominant a lot of nights, because they're going to want to have LeBron James to have low-stress nights, not having to bring the ball up every single time. If there's games where LeBron needs to rest and AD needs to rest, well, they're going to put two superstars on the floor at night, and it's going to work. He's still a dynamic guy who's going to lead the league in assists. He's going to have a triple-double every night. He's going to bring more to the box score and more to the team than the guys that are going out. I like this move. It's clear that you need to collect superstars to win titles. Look, this year was a weird year. Giannis was able to do it. We had Trae Young in the Eastern Conference Finals. But now that we're getting back to normal, you win collecting superstars, and you've collected one.
I don't think so. Here's the thing. So with Russ Westbrook, all you were talking about was regular season and getting through the regular season. And I'll give you that. Russ Westbrook helps them. A third star helps them get through the regular season. You might take a little pressure off of Anthony Davis or LeBron James, or when they inevitably break down, you're still able to survive and still stay relevant with Westbrook. I'll give you that. But if we're talking about the Lakers trying to win one more championship before LeBron James retires, then there's nothing that you can tell me that says this makes them better. And I push back on this whole idea that you need to collect stars to win championships. The Milwaukee Bucks did not collect stars. The Toronto Raptors, other than Kawhi Leonard, who did they have as bona fide stars? I dare say that if you look at the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James, or even the Warriors prior to Kevin Durant, we've had more examples of teams that won championships over the last 8 years that were not the super team model. It's been teams that have had depth and versatility and have been able to overcome injuries and last through them. So that's where I think it's a misnomer, this idea that you have to have three superstars, you have to have that nucleus if you're going to play for a championship. I think if we take a close look at who has won of late, that hasn't been the case. And certainly even the Lakers defied that. I mean, when they won in the bubble, it was LeBron James and it was Anthony Davis and it was a cast of other guys who stepped up in various ways. KCP being one of them. I mean, yeah, he was not good in this last playoff run, but he showed me that he's capable at times of delivering in the postseason. Montrezl Harrell, obviously not. Kyle Kuzma, I have no problem with those guys going out the door. But KCP, to me, was a role player who was effective. And you need those kind of role players that are able to affect the game without having the ball in their hands. And I just see a shortage of those with the Lakers.
Still more dominoes to fall there. How about the United States men's basketball squad as they get ready to face the Czech Republic? Big, huge victory over Iran. That fixed everything, didn't it, Rick?
Yeah, I don't know that it fixed everything. But I will say this, all kidding aside, we love to use Team USA as a punching bag. And with the losses to Nigeria and Australia, it's hard to defend that, but I have to say I appreciate the pride with which these guys responded. They lost to France. They lost to France because they missed shots down the stretch. I mean, honestly, going into the game, I would have told you I won't be surprised if they lose. With 2.5 minutes left, up by seven, I'm like, oh, they're not losing this game. And then they just had a series of events happen, unlikely. Damian Lillard passing up shots, turning the ball over, KD missing a couple of wide open threes, the team collectively missing their last nine shots, and most of them wide open. That's generally not going to happen. So I just, in listening to them and seeing their chemistry and seeing their interaction with Greg Popovich, as much as criticism as he's received, I don't see that denting the confidence that the players have in him. And I would say this, you know, however this goes, and I still expect them to win gold, for me, it's as much how do they represent us collectively in the way they conduct themselves and the way they try to carry themselves. And I like the way I like the nature of this team. I like the way they've talked about what they have to do. And so I'm good with it because I'm past the idea that we're supposed to beat everybody by 30. I gave that up. If you look over our history, even though we won three golds in a row, we've had close games in the Olympics every single year. Sometimes it hasn't been until the final, but it has not been easy. So the idea or the days of us rolling over and beating everybody by 20, those are safely in our rearview mirror. And now it's a matter of how quickly do we accept the challenge that it is in our rearview mirror? How quickly can these guys adjust to the international game, which has become dramatically different than the NBA game? It becomes more dramatically different every year. How quickly can they adjust? I see them adjusting, and I think ultimately we're going to bring home gold. I say we. Team USA is going to bring home gold, and then we'll just wait for the next iteration where we can complain when they lose an exhibition to whoever might be coming down the pike.
You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Bucher. That is at Fox Sports One NBA insider who will be spending the majority of the coming season trying to get his Lakers press pass restored. So that's exactly where you can find Rick over the course of the next few months. Check out his book, Rebound with Brian Grant, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books. Fantastic read. Rick, as always, appreciate it. And listen, it's not going to be fun for you in L.A., so I would start pumping up the Clippers, at least get that half of the fan base on your side.
Ahmed Haddadi, yo.
Take it easy, buddy. Have fun. Great stuff, as always, from Rick Bucher. Coming up next, oh boy, if you're wondering where the Lakers are going to wind up getting shooting from, what's going to happen after getting Russell Westbrook, oh boy, do I got a hot take for you.
Let's go.
Next, right here. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yeah,
all right,
buddy.
Now, United States women in the fourth quarter up by 10 over Japan. Meanwhile, in basketball, with the Lakers making the big trade for Russell Westbrook, we told you we liked the trade. It's July 29th. The Lakers are going to the finals, right? Oh, but the Lakers have no money left now to go get anybody. They ain't gonna get anybody. Where can they get shooting on the cheap from a guy who's going to be able to join a team if he wants to because, you know, hey, he wants to try to win a title. Got a little bit more left in the tank than you thought. His name is not Chris Paul. Who's friends with LeBron?
Don't do it.
Could wind up out here. And his name rhymes with Schmello. Oh, get ready.
And his name is Johnson.
Yes. Get ready for Carmelo Anthony, Los Angeles Lakers, headband on, ready to go. I mean it. Doesn't he fit? Doesn't he fit well with exactly what the Lakers need? They don't have a lot of money. They still have to do a big move with Dennis Schroeder and all these things, so they may be able to bring other people in, but they are going to have to fill out a lot of their roster on the cheap. What about Melo? Hey, I'll come for no money. I'll play. I don't need it. I'm about winning. I want to win a title. I got stuff left in the tank. Oh, Melo is your guy.
Does his pending divorce change anything in terms of that when you say make no money?
He's made a lot.
But
if he's getting divorced now, if you get half of nothing, because if he's only making the league minimum, I think.
Well,
Mello's
no, it counts on
okay.
All the stuff since they've been together, pal.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Well, maybe California is what? Like you can keep your stuff, right? In California, that's a thing. Watch out for Mello in L.A. Oh, suddenly.
Look at
it's
you.
It's going to be Mello.
Trying to get the. Get all the buddies back together. That would be fantastic.
Maybe Chris Paul decides, I don't want $44 million. I only want like $600,000 and some meal money a day. No, look, the Lakers.
Yeah, pigs will fly, but yeah, keep going.
Look, the Lakers made a great move getting Russell Westbrook. Like I said, it's going to work, and it's going to work huge. I know there's naysayers. Oh,
yeah, but even if it doesn't, it's great. We win either way.
It's going to work just as good as Scherzer and Trey Turner going to have the Dodgers in the World Series, man. I mean, look, L.A. is now going to be title town. They're sick and tired of Tampa winning all the titles. So Los Angeles decided today, you know, we're going to make some moves. And now you can take two of those teams and put them in the championship rounds.
So
the Dodgers in the World Series.
So you're going to put some money on the futures for the Chargers then?
Ooh, I didn't say all Los Angeles teams. I'd put more money on the Rams than I would because the Rams are going to be good, man. They're a good team.
Plenty of Matthew Stafford talk to come.
Watch out. I'll tell you. Dodgers in the World Series. I kind of like this knowing the future. It's kind of fun.
Start yelling victory like your Johnny Drama.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike and Swollen Dome. Ben Maller's next. Fox.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.